B-Pod Studios.
All right, it is the Rat Party Podcast.
Live.
Yeah, live at Queen Park Social.
Woo-hoo!
In Lower South End of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Awesome.
Now, it is Loren and I and Cash, Loren's baby.
Baby Cash is here.
Yeah, we have Nicole here. Mainey is in Boone. Hey, Mainey.
Here.
That's not funny. He's doing that whole cutout thing. Like,
that was good, though.
That was really good.
He had me fooled.
He's a good liar.
We learned that this week.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I'm surprised you can hear me all the way up in Boone.
Yeah,
man, we can hear you just fine. And that's actually probably...
Ow!
Oh, Dean!
Hi, Dean! Wow, we got all the kids today.
Hi, Dean.
Hi.
You're on the Rat Party Podcast.
All right.
Well,
Rather not be.
What'd he say?
I don't know.
Did he say I'd rather not be?
I think he said
he said he'd rather not be.
That's a
okay,
cool
that's
move.
Fair.
He's right. Not big on like he's like a podcast. I'd rather be on the radio.
Yeah. Screw this. You only have like three people to listen to this stupid thing. All right, Diener. Well, listen, buddy. Are you having fun camping? Because that's where Manny currently is, y'all. He's camping in Boone.
Yeah, I took the phone. We just got here.
Oh.
And we just set up. My in-laws have a huge, enormous camper trailer, full air conditioning. I mean, there's a backsplash in the kitchen.
Nice.
Now, let me
ask
you, does it look like a tour bus? Is it, like, that big of a camper?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't have a thing, Dave.
Did you just ask him how much he paid for it?
Yeah.
No, I said how many feet. 29
oh.
feet?
It's like, that was... Really rude.
It's 29 feet.
29 feet.
Dang, man.
Yeah, go count the steps out.
Take a picture
feet
for us.
At Queen Park Social.
Yeah, take a photo
anyway,
and post it up for us, dude.
We'll do. We're up in Boone, and you know what? I'll say this, because I know we have a lot of listeners up in Boone, a lot of App State fans. Like today must have been the day that all the kids are coming back to App, because it took me forever to get through downtown Boone.
Manny, don't even start with me about traffic right now, because how long does it take us to get from Ballantyne to Queen Park Social normally?
I mean, there's always traffic, though. Like, so it should, as the crow flies, it should take you about 20 minutes.
Okay. I left my house an hour ago. It took me an hour to get here today.
Yeah.
If I could just take a quick PSA and talk to the people sitting on 77, if you guys would stop rubbernecking and drive your cars instead of looking at the accident that's to your right, we could all get there much faster, because I must have seen four accidents within like 2 miles of each other. I'm like, come on, people. This is why I work in morning radio, because I can't sit in traffic like this.
She is all fired up, buddy. She has been like this since the moment she got here. Just so you know.
I think she left the house late, and this is
just
falling
right
here.
Yeah, you're right. She's overcompensating with these.
Yeah. I'll tell you, you can't go anywhere in the town.
It took me 2 hours to get here.
I hate you guys, and that's why I took pictures and sent them to you of me doing zero on the highway.
No, you're right. I'll tell you what, Loren, I go the back way. You cannot. You just can't. Like, 485 isn't terrible going in that direction. But it 77 is always a, if you don't mind me saying, a shit show.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, you live and you learn, because there's a Panthers game tonight, which I forgot about,
yeah.
Which I thought I would be the only person coming into the city on a Friday night, but clearly I was very wrong in thinking that, because everyone is either coming to Queen Park Social here.
Yep.
It's a pregame, and then going to the stadium, or they're going straight to the stadium to tailgate.
And then on top of that, we have 165,000 people traveling into Charlotte this weekend for Pride.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, the gays can't drive. They just simply can't.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Us gay people, we don't know what the hell to do.
Everybody with a rainbow sticker, get out of the way. Well, listen, I'm up in Boone, and I'm looking at mountains and a pasture. I see cows.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's crazy. But tell me about Queen Park Social. Are there a lot of Panther fans?
They have actually a pretty cool setup, some Pride stuff set up for the weekend.
Cool.
It is packed. I mean, packed on a Friday afternoon.
It really is.
I thought for sure at 5 o'clock, because, you know, like, people, you know, I don't know, they get off at 5, but by the time they get home and they get where they need to get, I didn't think it would be this packed, but it is jam-packed here at Queen Park Social. So many MRL fans are here.
Yeah, and this is cool. Like, Roy was saying that there's, like, some Pride stuff going on. I see, like, a huge Absolute bottle that is rainbow-colored and, like, a bunch of feathered rainbow boas all over it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, yeah, man. We're having a blast. We wish you were here.
I know, I know. Well, this is Deke's first camping trip, and I wanted to be part of it. So far, he's done nothing but sit. Like, we just got here about an hour ago, and he's been in the camper asking when the TV's going to be turned on.
Sounds like it's going to be a good old adventure outside.
That sounds like a typical kid. You got to, like, just entertain him with iPads now.
That's our camping
Are you judging
trip,
me? So. By the way, Cash is sitting next to me, and I'm entertaining him with a flipping iPad. Thanks for judging me, Roy.
No, I'm not judging him. I'm just saying, like, my nieces are the same way. Like, wherever my sister goes with my nieces, there's, like, a power station charging iPads and phones.
Listen, you got to do what you got to
do. Yeah, I'm not judging.
And Cash is, like, scrolling. Like, he's not happy with what he's watching. Oh, so
no.
He's like, I'm going to choose something else.
Oh, yeah. My 3-year-old niece knows how to operate YouTube.
Oh, that's what he's doing right now.
And she has, like, that's how they found JoJo Siwi. Have you guys heard of this?
The little girl with all the bows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean Momo?
No. Wrong. No. No, but, like, this YouTube singer star, my nieces found that. They know how to search to find her, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, you know, Cash can't even spell. He can barely speak. And for some reason, he knows how to pull up Puppy Dog Pals on the iPad.
Well, he'll be a computer tech or something. Computer genius. But, you know, so typically...
Speaking of Cash and toys, though, I was going to say, Roy, that would be a good segue to talk about one of the things that we talked about. You know, if you're listening to the Rap Party podcast and maybe people are just posting up around you guys, it's a look back on what we did for the week, kind of an in-depth look. And one of the things that I thought was hilarious was the audio we played of Cash singing into his new toy, which is the Mega Microphone 2000.
Yeah, I know. I wish we had audio to play of it right now, but it's like this echoey box that he gets to sing in, and he likes to stand on a bookshelf, and you know what? Actually,
I just scream into it.
I wonder if I can find it on my phone, because I got my phone connected to the board. The rim.
Oh yeah, there you go. So it's on his. I think it's on at the Daily Cash's Instagram.
Okay.
Yep.
I bet I can
shameless
find
plug
it.
For my son's Instagram.
Oh, look, you can hear me type. Listen to this.
So we got this really cool podcasting setup now where we can, like, wirelessly Bluetooth connect to the board.
Oh, so, like, I wish our studio had this, dude. Do you know how much stuff I'd like to play through my phone
Brad,
on the radio?
Brad, can we get this? Our engineer, Brad, is here. He was nice enough to come and set us up today.
Oh, was he? Oh,
yeah.
That's nice of him.
Brad, can we get this Bluetooth thing in the studio?
That thing's cool, man.
Oh, he's totally ignoring
me.
He's
ignoring
us. By the way, Brad... single and ready to mingle, ladies, if you're listening to the podcast.
And two drinks in.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. He can't hear you what you say, which is even funnier. You should see
his
look.
Instagram. Yeah. I think his Instagram account is sexy 2500 watts.
All right, this is audio of Little Cashton singing on this microphone.
Yeah. And that goes on for, I don't know, about 25 minutes before I bait and switch him with another toy. I wish I never would have given him this toy. And the thing is that somebody gave it to me as a gag gift, and I was dumb enough to give it to my kid.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I am so aware as an uncle not to be the most annoying uncle. And, you know, now it's gotten to the point, like, my sister tells me, just don't even give them toys. Like, they have enough. Like, my nieces have so many toys, you could hide the toy for 3 weeks, bring it back out, and they'll think it's new. I don't know if Cashton's at that level
yet.
Yeah,
he is. So, I think they all are. They go through phases.
Yeah, they don't remember the toys that they have. But this is the Rap Party Podcast, where we break down the biggest moments of the week. Another big moment on the show this week. We have to put the spot. A lot of you, bud. You had a lot of big moments this week.
Nothing to be proud of, Roy.
Wow. But you lied. You were lying to everyone for years, and you finally came clean on the radio.
Yeah, I lied about the fact that I went to a college called the University of Kansas because I turned out to be such a giant Kansas Jayhawks basketball fan, and it's because my brothers went there, and I went to a small college that didn't have a Division I basketball team, so I rooted for the Kansas Jayhawks since, like, 1988, since before you were born, Roy.
Yeah.
And so... When I told people I was a Kansas fan, they wanted to know why. And it was just such a cooler story to be like, oh, I told everybody I did a semester there, and then I got thrown out for, you know, bad grades, which that part's realistic. But I kept that lie up, and I even told my wife that when we met. You know, she's like, tell me about yourself. I was like, well, I did a year at Kansas, and then I worked at radio stations and, you know, now blah, blah, blah. And I kept that going, like, even after we got married. And then for some, you know, it was almost like you start believing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I was talking to somebody and they're like, where'd you go to college? I was like, oh, St. Thomas Aquinas. And Amanda goes, well, don't forget you went to Kansas. I was like, eh, not really. Like, we'll talk later. And she, like, shot me a look. She's like, what?
Oh, man.
So she knew that. And then we took phone calls from people who had, you know, just silly white lies that you tell. That, you know, it's not like I said, you know, I didn't rob a store when I did, or I don't have a felony. You know, like that, when I really did. That's a different lie. This is just stupid lies that for one reason or another you kept up. And somebody called in or sent a text message and said that their chef in their kitchen at the restaurant they work at had an Australian accent, full Australian accent, said he lived there for like most of his life, then moved to the United States.
Yeah.
And they bought that for like 3 years until his wife came in one day and was like, oh no, he's from like Chicago.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that's really dedication. When you are faking an accent, come on.
Yeah. So like, I guess when he goes home, he has to like, he talks normal, and then when he leaves the house, he kicks it back up again.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy?
I mean,
you know, and I gotta be honest.
Like, honestly, there are celebrities that do that, too. Madonna did that. Didn't Madonna have, like, a weird British accent for a minute? Britney Spears has done it. We're like, what? You're not British.
Yep. Nicole's playing with the sound effects.
I used to work with another group of people in Charlotte, and one of them was Cassidy, and she was from Kansas, and even has a tattoo of a Jayhawk on her.
Like, oh, so what'd you tell her?
So I think, I don't know. I think she might think I went there.
Oh.
Like, at this point, she might not even remember, but I think I think she thinks I went there.
That's hilarious.
Funny.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
You know, and I've been trying to really think, because I know I lie. Everyone lies all the time. You would be lying if you said you don't lie. Everyone lies. Like, Loren lied about the traffic. It just happens.
Oh, my God, he didn't lie about the damn traffic.
It happens. And I've been
trying. It's like Chris Rock said, Roy. Chris Rock said, women tell the biggest lies, men lie all the time.
Yeah.
Shut up. Look at this. Look at that. I'm literally not moving on the highway. I took a picture of my odometer because I knew you idiots would not
the man,
believe
it is
me.
Dangerous to stop on the interstate. Don't
shut
do that.
Up. Come here, Cash.
Oh, man. But I've been trying to think, like, what lies have I done that's, you know, gone for extended periods of time? And I honestly think I'm too stupid to keep. Like,
Did you steal that?
What? Steal what?
Sorry. I think my son stole firewood from another campsite.
That's awesome.
Okay, buddy, we'll take it.
By the way, what's really funny is that we're here at Queen Park Social doing this live. We're wearing headsets, and Manny's not here. He's clearly in Boone. And whenever you talk for extended period of time, it's just Loren and I just sitting here. And the amount of people that looks over and they're like, "What's these people wearing headphones just sitting here for?" Like, what?
That's why it's cool, because next time we're going to be here, we'll have a 6-foot backdrop.
Oh, that will have our names on it? That's pretty dope.
Oh, that's going to be 6 feet tall? That's cool.
That's taller than me.
That's right up Loren's alley.
Yeah.
You make it gray, I'll be even more into it.
I know. Is the backdrop an athlete? Sign her up. So what else was big on the show this week?
Let's see. We had... We talked about your and Nicole's coming out stories.
Yeah.
It is Pride this weekend, which, I mean, you guys are going to be out and about. I've got baby Cash, but I think I might try to go to the parade on Sunday.
Oh, Sterling's walking in the parade.
Are you walking with him?
No, I'm not walking with him.
Is there a reason, or are you just...
No, not really. I mean, it's with his company, Procter & Gamble,
what?
And, like, Caldwell Banker's walking in it, and... You know, I don't know. I'd feel weird me being in it not with you guys. You know, I mean, like,
why?
I want to. I don't know. Like, if I walk in the parade, I kind of want to do it with us. And
we'll do it next year. How about that?
Yeah.
If Cash would sit in the ding stroller, I would walk with you.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I told Sterling, because I was trying to explain it to Sterling, because he was really trying to understand the internal thing I had going on.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're trying to figure out why I was holding my headphones, by the way. I was just holding my headphones.
He asked me if you were having trouble hearing.
Oh, I figured that's what was going on. Meanwhile, I'm just doing it because...
I said he's just being Roy.
Yeah,
there's no reason for it. But I don't know. I feel like if we were doing it as a radio station, as a show, it'd be a lot better. But But no, it's, yeah, so Nicole and I were very lucky in our coming out experiences, you know. You know, Sterling didn't have as good of a coming out experience. You
neither
know.
Did my best or my best friend Candy that I talk about.
Yeah,
a lot.
I would
ex best friend.
What? That's not nice, Manny.
That's true.
No, they're still best friends.
Okay.
He said ex.
On what level?
Yeah, what level?
Well, yeah. So get this. So my friends from Raleigh are coming in town this weekend. So, like, courtesy, because it's the same friend group. Like, we're the same friend group. I sent a courtesy text to Candy, like, hey, dude, like, Jackie and Sarah are coming in from Raleigh. We'd love to see you. I said, we're doing this, this, and this. You're welcome to any of it. You're welcome to all of it. No freaking text back.
Crickets, huh?
No freaking text back.
Okay, but still, I mean,
I'm
at
done.
That point, oh, you're writing her off. It's
no,
done.
I'm done.
I would be.
I'm done.
Yeah, like,
yeah, everybody but Lauren thinks that's a good idea.
F her.
No, I'm done.
No, I just think.
And when she, and let me tell you this something.
And I'm a tough friend to have.
No, let me tell you something. F her for
Wait,
now.
Wait, did you mean F Lauren or F the friend?
Both. No.
Thanks, Roy.
No.
I'm
no.
going to do neither.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, I get that. But
right,
on the other
now.
Side, for now, when she's realizing comes,
Absolutely.
When she realizes what she's done wrong, then you got
to
be there.
Oh, okay.
100%. Like if she comes to me, because here's the thing, like,
by the way, do we got to explain everybody the story? Did we not explain the story?
Cliff Notes.
Thank you.
The girl got engaged, didn't tell Nicole ahead of time. Nicole found out on social media and was upset about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, long story short, she's not with the right person. Like,
yeah.
And there's so many people who have friends that end up with the wrong person. And, unfortunately, like, they have to figure that out for themselves. And all I can do is be here for her when she realizes that. Because I am willing to bet 100% this is not forever. She can, I don't know, if she makes
it's that bad of an engagement.
Well, I don't, it's that
no,
bad.
It's fine.
It is that bad.
Okay, let me, can
and
I just.
She doesn't want to admit it.
Can I just clarify on what I said as far as, like, oh, we're running her off. Like, why are we running her off?
Go ahead.
I do feel like you can step back and step out of her life currently, but I feel like if she tries or she needs you at some point, I would hope that you would still be there for
always.
Her.
Always.
Okay.
Will, if she texted me tomorrow and needed me, or if she texted me tomorrow and just said, hey, dude, sorry I couldn't make it, I would still respond. But what I mean is that, like, I'm, you know, I've made the effort to.
Yeah.
And there goes my kid.
Oh, where did he run off to?
Oh, he's dancing with
strangers. Is he running off to give me another glass of wine?
I don't know, but I might have to run after him.
I think he wants to play basketball.
Okay. Lauren's putting her headphones
well,
down.
Well, hold on. I'm just watching him.
No, he's gone.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Okay, bye. Lauren put... Oh, God. She's running away.
Oh, that was dramatic.
Oh, they're running. Okay, Lauren and an account executive is running.
Can you get the fries? Cash is a flight risk.
Oh, yeah. Okay, they've tracked down the sun. Cashin has been spotted.
Of course, you guys were dramatic.
It is. I got to give the play-by-play of what just happened. Lauren threw the headphones and ran. Okay, she's now running back. All right, she's now sitting back down.
Okay, on a back.
Is everything okay?
Yes, Emily Beth was nice enough to run after him, and she is currently playing basketball.
Can we go back to the beginning of this conversation?
Which part?
I was interested. I never got to hear. What was Sterling's? It all started with Sterling's story. That was a good. I thought that was a good avenue we were going down.
Oh, yeah, coming out stories? You want to know how
it
went for Sterling?
Yeah, you just said it wasn't good. And
yeah, it wasn't good.
Okay,
and
but hold on.
And her best friends wasn't good either.
And again, not to, like, railroad you guys, but, like, is that passe? Like, can you tell other people's coming out stories?
Oh, can you? I don't know, Nicole.
Like, is it your story to tell?
I know coming
Roy's
out is
gay
your
now.
Story
to
tell.
Turn to Nicole for advice.
I do.
To be honest, I don't think that's your place.
That's not my place?
Like, if he was here to talk about it, I would think, and because it wasn't a great experience, like, I can't.
Okay.
I don't feel
I
like
think
it's
we get
right
the
to
idea.
Put him on the
It
street.
Wasn't like yours. It wasn't well reset.
No, there was tears. Let's just leave it at that. And whereas I think with my family, it was confusion because for some odd reason, the signs were evidently not so flippin' visible with them. And I don't know how. I never brought a girl home. I had sleepovers with boys all the time.
Yeah, but they were your roommates.
You know. But you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, hang on. This guy's going to come over again for the 10th night.
Remember when you took your dad to the Cowboys game and you were watching Tony Romo, like, really, really closely?
Yeah, I'm like, look at Dak Prescott, man, them tattoos.
Oh, Dak Prescott,
yeah.
Right.
Come on. That's like the one football player I know.
Dad, it sucks. The Cowboys are coming this way. I like when they're like going against the, where I can see the back of Dak.
So there's a lot of confusion because like I'll even say this. So my boyfriend Sterling is black, and my dad was African American. That's fine, whatever. And so he my dad was kind of standoffish for a while. And I was like, is my dad racist? You know what I'm saying, though? Like, seriously. I was like, is my dad racist? And so I had this uncomfortable conversation. I got my dad and my mom on the phone. And I said, if you have an issue with the color of his skin, you can't come back here. And they said, no. The only reason why we're standoffish is not because of the color of his skin. It's because... we genuinely... Are you pausing because my parents aren't racist?
Yeah.
Woo! They're not horrible hatred people. But they're like, no, we genuinely didn't expect that. And we're just trying to process it because you've never introduced us to anyone in your private, personal life.
Like your girlfriends?
Never. Yes, never. They're like, we've never seen that side of you.
Well, yeah, because nothing was ever that serious before either.
When I was, like, dating, they never even knew I was dating. And so then all of a sudden they were hit with, oh, by the way, I'm gay. Oh, by the way, I'm in a serious relationship, and I have been, by the way, for, like, you know, a year or two. And,
oh, by the way, it's an interracial couple.
Yeah, and we're a biracial couple. And so it was a lot, like, all at once, and then they're like, we're processing it.
Yeah, and you got to understand, for people listening to this podcast that might be listening across the country in L.A., New York, wherever, maybe the big cities, like, we're talking about small-town Virginia, know what I mean?
Right. Where, Blue Ridge Mountains.
Where change is happening. Like, that wouldn't have been acceptable, you know, 20 years ago, and, change is in the air, man, that's for sure.
Where I'm from, like, they talk about you for being gay. Like, it's like, oh, did you hear about Tommy down the street? Yeah, you know.
Like, you have a disease, him, and you're like, come on.
You know, I knew something was up when he was driving that Miata. His roommate, roommate Craig, they've been dating.
Now I know why his license plate was Q-U-E-E-R-R-R.
Yeah. I thought he was just trying to jab him like I do, but he's actually one of them. So, no, like, that's, like, where I'm from. Like, homosexuality is a big no-no. So, you know, it's
change starts with you, man. Change starts with Nicole, and Nicole's grandma doesn't know. But you know what? She's not going to be here forever. And
holy shit, dude.
Did you just write off Nicole's grandmother? Did you just kill her off?
What?
No, I said she's not going to be here forever. But point being, like,
we're the
generation of change. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to change, Grandma. You're not
going to
change.
There are 50
my
ways
dad
to have
who,
said that better.
Oh, my God.
You just killed her grandma.
All right, I'm going to go. I'm camping in the mountains. I'm out of here. You guys have a good rest of your podcast.
Bye.
All right, buddy.
I'll see you.
Bye. All right, Mady's gone.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm turning him off.
He just killed off your grandma.
No, my grandma doesn't know, and she doesn't know I have tattoos, but, like, yeah, I mean, it's an old way of thinking. It's the same way that, like, when I worked at PetSmart, like, older people would come in, and I had this question more than once, which is really scary, but I have, like, really well-done tattoos.
Yeah, you do.
They're very well-done.
I've made that comment, like, because Justin Bieber has tattoos, and I don't like them.
I agree.
I don't like them, but I like your tattoos.
But people came in when I worked at PetSmart and literally asked me if I got them in prison.
In prison?
What?
Because that's an old way of thinking, tattoos in prison.
I thought people in prison got bad tattoos.
Yeah, like with a Bic pen that they stabbed 40 times over.
But, yeah, so out of my, like, 5 years of working there, probably, like, 3 or 4 times, I got asked if I had been to prison.
Wow.
Interesting.
Just because I have tattoos. Literally only because I have tattoos.
But now, I will say, to defend Maney for a second, because, you know, he's my boy. I think what he's trying to say is that ultimately the older generation that won't change just needs to die off.
No, I think he means they won't be here forever. Like, eventually it will
is that what
change.
You got? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's true because, like, you know, just like Cash and Dean, like, they're being raised
in a very different environment.
In a very different environment than when I was raised. And you too, because, like, I just remember when I came out, like, how freaking scared I was.
Yeah.
Like, I remember being in the car because my girlfriend at the time, like, her parents kicked her out. And so, in my eyes, I'm the reason for that. So I'll never forget going and being in the car with my mom and my dad on the way home from a basketball game, crying my eyes out because I'm like, I'm going to hell. Like, I'm a sinner.
No.
Yeah. And they're like, no, 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 no. Yeah. That is not how this works.
Yeah, I mean, I lived in shame and fear for 25 years of my life.
I will never.
And that's sad.
I will never forget the day that you came out on the radio, right? I mean, we were, I think it was a Confession Wednesday that we were doing. And one of our listeners called in.
Sound effect. We have a new toy.
Nicole's playing with. It was a Confession Wednesday, and a guy called in and said that he was struggling with his sexuality and how to tell his parents that he was gay. And he was really upset about it. And Roy just, I mean, out of nowhere, this was the most authentic moment I think I've ever experienced
in anything. Yeah.
And Roy just started to tell his story. And it was
ruining the moment.
I know, I'm trying to. It was really great. But even if you go back and watch the video, you can see on my face how surprised I am that we're doing it live.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because it was like you've known about it. Because everyone on the show, besides, like, everyone, it's like our radio show is like a family. Everyone in the intermediate family knew. Some people in the office didn't know.
Right.
Some people was a little bit shocked at the radio station. But if you were in the studio on a daily basis, you knew. And so it was just kind of like that moment where it was like, oh, okay, so Roy's making this real. And let me tell you, I was in fear of coming out on the radio for so long. But in that moment where that guy was, I kind of felt like he was explaining what I was going through.
Yeah.
I was just like, screw it. And, you know, in North Carolina, you can, Nicole, back me up if I'm wrong on this, but I think in North Carolina, you can be fired for being gay.
I was fired for being gay.
Yeah, I think.
Really?
And, so,
and that is a legal thing. Like, people can't do anything about
that?
Do anything about it.
So I've been afraid
Can we not fight that law? That's a stupid flipping law.
Well, listen, you're in the state that had HB2. So
that's true. But look where we are now.
We're in a state that you can't even buy alcohol on Sundays because you go to church.
Come on.
Not anymore.
Well,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, things, shit's changing.
You can't, like, hunt 100 feet from church.
There's hunt?
You have to, like, you can't hunt. Like, 100, you have to be X amount away from a church.
Okay, well, that probably sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I don't want gun bullets.
I don't know.
To the preacher.
Yeah.
But, no, I was afraid of being fired. I was afraid of my audience hating me. And then, listen, if we don't have the audience, if you are not listening to this podcast, you're assisting in our termination.
Well, they won't know if they're not listening.
Exactly right. So that's why if you're listening, you got to tell people to listen. Otherwise, we'll get fired one day.
That's true.
I was afraid that, like, okay, maybe the audience would abandon me. I was so afraid. But in that moment, I was just like, I felt so bad for this guy who was struggling with his dad. And I struggled with my dad. I mean, growing up, I developed these walls and these barriers that I was like him and I would fight and I would be against him. Because of this internalized hatred I had, because
just
I thought
to take the opposition.
Because I thought he was homophobic, and I secretly was gay.
Do you think that you and your father have a stronger relationship now?
100%. 100%.
Nicole, do you feel like you have a stronger relationship with your parents?
I don't know, but the thing with me is, like, I came out so young. I mean, I came out when I was a sophomore in high school. So, like, I feel like I have a normal relationship with them, you know, like, because I wasn't.
You don't know anything different.
Right. Okay. Because from 16 to 27, if I had to go through that, like, in the closet, then I would have had a different relationship with them than I do now, because I've been able to openly bring my girlfriends home. I've been openly able to do all these things. My mom's my mom had an amazing relationship with Lauren. My mom knows Kylie. Like,
I mean? That's cool. My parents have only ever met Sterling.
Yeah. So, I mean, but even, like, I was telling you guys, like, off the air today, like, and when I was dating in high school, like, my girlfriend in high school got kicked out. Yeah. But, like, my mom and my dad were with me the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had my back, and since her parents were unable to have her back during that, they had her back, too.
That's cool of them.
So, yeah. So, I've known nothing else. But I will say that it's made me respect my parents a lot.
Yourself, I'm not laughing at you. My son's doing somersaults on the concrete in the middle of a bar.
Yeah. No pain. Doesn't feel no pain. Well, listen, we do got to wrap up, but it's an extended version of the wrap party. We're doing this because we've had some drinks, and we're at Queen Park Social, and we're having a blast, and we have a major MRL fan base here tonight. And we thank you for that, for the laughter and the sound effect.
We want to thank everyone for coming out. Just a quick PSA, if I could say. This is serious if you want to stop that. If you are a parent and your kid is struggling with their sexuality, or maybe you're a kid and you're listening to this podcast and you're struggling with your sexuality, there is a safe place for you to go to. It is called Timed Out Youth, and you can easily Google it. It's free. They'll feed you. They'll clothe you. They'll open their doors to you. And it's right here in the Charlotte area.
Yeah, you can find it on Instagram as well. And it's just a safe place for people to go if you need it.
Parents, if you don't know, if you're trying to understand how to navigate this area, Timed Out Youth is a good place to take your kids. But that's the end of that. It's Pride Weekend. We're going to be out. Look out for me, Nicole. My sister's coming to town. Sterling, my boyfriend, we're going to be out in Pride. We're going to be at the festival. Sterling's in the parade. Look for Procter & Gamble. Any other things you guys want to say before we wrap this up?
No. Love each other. Be nice to each other.
Yeah, be kind.
Be kind.
Like, it doesn't take anything to be kind.
No. Don't, just, you know.
All right, I want to get food, so let's go.
All right. I need another glass of wine anyway. All right, it's the Rap Party Podcast live at Queen Park Social. We'll be here the first Friday of every month.
For the rest of the year.
For the rest of the year. So Queen Park Social, if you want to be a part of this.
5 p.m. All right, go get yourself.
I'm going to go because Cash is getting in the middle of somebody's shuffle board game.
Goodbye.
Love you, mean it.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.